Rob Hickmott, Full Probe.
Yeah, it looks a nice race on paper for him to get his maiden out of the way.
Full Probe's well out in front in the last 100. First favourites in no danger whatsoever.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Big Ranger.
He won his first start on the synthetic at Ballarat over the 14. Hopefully today he can turn around back on the synthetic.
Epic Ranger finishing hard. Epic Ranger will get up.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
You do. We missed out for five in a row yesterday. It was a bit of a setback, but Troy Cawson, who was responsible for that, gave us one today at Sale, race 4, number 6, which we'll find out more about shortly. But let's find out what surface we're racing on, because you're talking about weather events, Whitey.
Yes. Well, Josh McKinley is the Sale track manager, and as I mentioned at the start of the show, there's a real weather event happening in Gippsland over the next couple of days. Hopefully, it starts after the races today at Sale. Josh, good morning.
Morning, fellas.
What can you tell us?
Well, we're in for a bit of rain, I think, today. Hopefully it holds off, but I don't like our chances.
Right. So is it raining at the moment?
No, we've only had a mill. I just checked the gauge then, and only a mill overnight at this stage. But it is forecast to get a bit before the first and probably during the meeting as well.
Okay, and I know that this is it's a hard question to answer, but do you know how much you think you'll get through the day, or is it just wait and see?
Oh, look, it's a hard one. We're going to get it, and how much we get, it's in the hands of the gods, that one, but we could get up to 20 mil for the day.
Okay. So
hopefully it falls, the majority that we're going to get, hopefully fall after the meeting.
Yeah. Well, they are saying that, so let's hope that is the case. As I said, you could get as much as 200 mils. So what have we got at the moment for Sale for the participants and for the punters out there?
We're on a good four at the moment. Penno 5.72, rails out 5 metres. The track's not in too bad a nick. All the growth slowed down a bit at this stage, but yeah, hopefully we go all right and the rain stays away.
I can hear in your voice, Josh, you're a bit nervous.
Well, it's all part of it.
Yeah. Well, fingers crossed, Josh, that the rain holds off and we've got a good track to race on today. Good luck today.
Thanks, fellas.
Josh McKinley there, Sale track manager. Good four.
At the moment.
But not for long.
It could be a good 24.
We'll see how it goes. Hey, Dave Eustace has got a couple ready to roll at Sale today, weather permitting, I imagine. Dave, good morning.
Morning, guys. How are you?
We're going well. Good four sounds good, doesn't it?
Not really, to be honest. I'd like a soft track, so I hope the rain does come.
Right. Well, there we go. Happy days. Well, you might get what you're after. Race 2, number 11 is your first one today. The Art of Flying, who's resuming, a two-year-old who you must have had an opinion of throwing him in the deep end early doors in his career at the start of the year in the autumn. So what do you, in fact, that was in the spring. What are you thinking today?
Yeah, look, he is a nice horse, and he raced well in the spring. He's been gelded. Trials have been pretty good. He's trialled on a wet track and trialled well at Cranbourne last week. And he's drawn wide, but got back and ran on in the trial. So he's fit well and ready to go, and I think he's got a great chance.
Right, that's race 2, number 11, The Art of Flying. Then race 8, number 9, Yulong Impact, is in the Benchmark 64 affair today as a last start winner. He's only had a couple of starts, two starts for a win and a placing for a real Impact colt. Can we back it up after the win at Maui last time out?
Yeah, we think he can. We put him in a race in town at the weekend, but drew wide and scratched him from there.
Right.
Again, he will appreciate the soft track if it comes, which it sounds like it will. He's quite like the horse, and I think he can go on, yeah.
Righto. So they're two pretty good chances, I reckon, for you today. Dave, what's your best, or what would you do with Modolla?
I'd probably lean towards Yulong Impact. Fit well, I've got to win under his belt, and if it gets very heavy, then he will handle it. There's likely to be a few in that race that may not, so I'll go with him.
I was hoping you'd say that. That's the better value for us at the tab. So that's good business. $4 for race 8, number 9, Yulong Impact. We appreciate your time as always. Good luck to you in the stable today. Thank you.
No problem. Thanks.
Race 8, number 9, Yulong Impact, $4, earlymarketstab.com.au. Yeah, the other one was $2.40.
Yeah, he sounds pretty confident, especially if that rain comes. Just a reminder also, Troy Corstens did give us one yesterday, which is race 4, number 6, Stonefield.
Which is $3.80.
Yeah, it was $4.80 yesterday.
Was it? So how do you know that?
Because I just do. Michael Fellgate, it's a bit of a Queensland theme today with all the big racing up there. Dan O'Sullivan will join him and also the Queensland racing boss, Brendan Parnell. And don't forget, I know you mentioned it earlier, but Gareth Hall, edition two with Dean Lester. So that's from 10:30 this morning, Your Life. And if you can't listen live, of course you can jump on rsn.net.au or all you got to do with that sort of stuff and listen, you know, Spotify or your register. And
just go to the website, rsn.net.au. If you can't get there live at 10:30...
What's the thing you do with your...
You can subscribe to the podcast.
Subscribe.
Yep, you can do all that sort of stuff.
I subscribe to the Women's Weekly and all that sort of stuff.
Now, Gareth has thrown me a challenge to play a bit of it as a teaser.
Okay.
So I'll see if I can squeeze that in for him, just to pump him up for the very, very, very uniquely named Your Life segment.